Eastway Trinity Stone, and I had to watch the Shining Peter's great face as his brother staggered in carrying this thing. Neil Burns is a Neil Burns version of a particularly inappropriate song to say. I don't argue for the family's choice, and I agree once the ACDC telling's a bad place to be, on condition that they let me interact with it, and as part of the sermon. But there is gentlemen, I have some news for you. Why this sign? Why circumcision as the sign of the covenant? Well, because it is a symbol of the covenant curse. We all know, don't we, that if we deeply wrong someone, what happens is we get cut off, especially what happens with the family. If we lie, if we cheat, if we are unfaithful, if we steal, there are consequences. There are people in my Bible studies who will not speak to each other because of things which have been done wrong, which have been committed. It may have been a family house rule that we've moved in last autumn. It's very difficult indeed. You need to fight this one, and this one's not going to come, and fight that one, and that one's going to feud. Families can cut each other off. We know what it is. It's wrong with someone you are supposed to love. You get cut off. This is not unusual. Circumcision is both a sign of the promise and a sign, a warning of the consequences if you break the covenant. Abram, if you don't walk faithfully and blamelessly before God, be warned. And this brings us, I think, to what is probably the most puzzling inconsistency apparently in the Bible through most of its pages, as it seems like anyway. Because on the one hand, you have text after text after text where God says, I will bless you, I will bless you. No strings attached, I will bless you. And on the other hand, you have text after text after text of God saying, how can I bless you if you disobey me? If you walk away from me, as you do, if that is how you are going to be, what is going to happen is you're going to fall under the curse of the covenant. You have blessing, 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 unconditionally on one hand, and you have, not so much if you're going to walk away. Genesis is an example of this. It's dilemma, chapter 15. The covenant is introduced, and it is all promise. All promise. There are no conditions at all. Chapter 17, the covenant is confirmed, and there are conditions. And the sign of circumcision is a vivid image of what will happen if you are covenant breaker. You will be cut off. How can these things be reconciled? How can they, these two things? The place where you find the answer is the place where you find the very heart of the gospel. God is El Shaddai. God is sufficient to bring the promises to pass. He is God Almighty. What he has promised, he will do. When we look at the cross, we see Jesus entering into the covenant curse for us. We are the ones who have failed to be blameless. He is the blameless one. And yet when he shouts, my God, why have you forsaken me? When he shouts that, he is the one who is being cut off for us. God himself enters into the world incarnate in Messiah so that he can receive measures of the actual curse of the covenant. And he does that in our place and for our sake, that he may be true to his promise to bring beneath